So do you guys all know what SEO is? This is called search engine optimization. Back when Google started, a lot of people were tweaking their websites to make sure they'd be found on Google. Years later, it's more important than ever. Emily Brown is sitting with me. She is visiting from back in the Virginia area. She is the mobile editor? No. The SEO editor? What is your title?
Those are just small hats that I wear. I'm on the audience team, and we oversee our 24/7 digital platform. So all of our social platforms, our homepage, our mobile apps, we do push alerts. And one of the hats I wear, though, is a search engine optimization strategy for the newsroom.
Well, let's talk some SEO basics for a second. Whether you're working in a newspaper, whether you have a website, whether you have a WordPress blog, it's all the same. I think you have some basics that you want to run by. Why don't you give people, start with the headline and go down from there?
Okay, well, the very most important thing is your page title. So that's different from a headline. That's what we say we write for robots. That's the number one thing that, if we're talking about Google, you know, that Google, they're going to crawl the page title first. They give a lot of weight to that. It should be very literal. You should have your keywords up front. Forget being witty or cute or punny. You are literally writing a keyword loaded headline, for lack of better words, for a robot to know exactly what your story is about. It's so important.
Okay, so this weekend, Target cash registers were down for 2 hours. What's the page title?
You got to get Target first word. And then I would have had to look at Google Trends to see exactly which phrases people are searching for. But you want that Target cash registers all the way at the front, not back, you know, lingering toward the end. You want it all the way at the front.
And when you do a search in Google, that is what you're actually looking at, is the page title. And then there's a description under the page title. What's that description?
Yeah, the meta description. And that is a wonderful place to explain to your readers what this article is really about. And it's space to give a little bit more information. You want to repeat your keywords there. It's okay if those keywords are already mentioned in the page title. Repeating them is going to show Google that it's a very important part of your article or your website or whatever it is that you have to share. And if people are searching keywords like Target cash register, anytime those keywords are repeated, they're going to be bolded in that search result page. So again, it draws the reader's eye to that content.
Okay, so page title, number one. Mm-hmm. Number two?
Number two is your headline. It's a really close second to page title. So the headline is what appears on your page. It's a more reader-focused field where your page title, you're writing for a robot. Your headline, you're writing for a human. So that's where you can include more engaging language. You want to repeat your keyword, repeat your keywords, plural, but they don't have to be front-loaded. They don't have to be the first three words. You want to write more engaging content that's going to get a reader to click. And that's those headlines show up on Google News, and Google News definitely drives Google search. So again, that's why I say it's such a close second.
Okay, so our page title was Target cash registers go down, inoperable, and our headline would be what variation of that?
So you might end up starting with those keywords again, but you want to make sure that, the news industry in particular has changed where it's a much more conversational headline, and that you're grabbing people's attention with your headline while still being, of course, accurate to the story.
Three, after page title and headline.
So that's where your meta description, which we just spoke about, comes in. That's your sales copy. You know, you have a little bit more room and room to add information about the story.
Okay, four.
Number four is your URL ending. So you want to make sure that you repeat keywords in your URL. You know, if I shared with you, Jefferson, I just copy and pasted a URL into an email and sent it to you without any explanation, could you read that URL ending and know what the story is about? And if the answer is yes, then that's a good one.
Okay. And for WordPress users, I don't know if you have a WordPress, but they make you put in alt tags, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And
alt text.
Alt text. And how important is that?
That's good. It's very important. So that's another kind of for robots type of thing. If you think of a photo caption and maybe the photo caption is for humans. The alt text field, if you hover over it, might be for the robots. So it's, again, it's just making sure that our, all, using all these fields to make sure our information is both discoverable by the bots, you know, all those things, crawling the pages, and then engaging for humans once it is surfaced by the bots.
Okay. And tags. We don't do tags. I mean, we're not big on tags at USA Today, but anybody who has a WordPress blog or probably Squarespace and Wix has to do a lot of tags. Are they still relevant?
So it's interesting because Google had Google Keywords, which we did tag everything, and then they gave it and they taketh away. So it was an important part of our strategy, and it was an important part of Google's algorithm. And then they changed it up as they change things. They do that, and they took it away. So,
all right, Emily Brown from USA Today's audience team, thank you for these tips. I think these are really good.
Thanks, Jefferson.
And anybody listening who has questions, you know where to find me on Twitter. I'm at Jefferson Graham. Emily, if anybody's got a question for you, can they find you on Twitter?
Yep, at Emily G. Brown.
All righty. You've been listening to Talking Tech. Please subscribe to the show wherever you listen to online audio. I will be back at you tomorrow with another quick hit from the world of tech. Thanks for listening.